It's hard to use wind as a main power source because it fluctuates. But four small Alaskan villages have succeeded in creating an innovative wind diesel system that works even in harsh, variable weather conditions. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Five giant wind turbines loom on the outskirts of Kangiginuk, just as they do outside Kipnuk, Quingilinoc, and Tuntutuliak, which all lie about 50 miles apart and 100 miles outside Bethel. 9 years ago, leaders from the four villages formed the Chinigruk Wind Group to bring a reliable, more cost-effective power source than diesel to the four villages. Patrick Boonstra is a project manager for Intelligent Energy Systems, the Anchorage-based wind diesel technology firm that facilitated the Chinigruk project. He says a diesel power plant is needed to keep the lights on when the wind isn't blowing and to run converters, distribution systems, and controls. But he says since the wind turbines came online, wind powers those systems from a third to half the time.
That's huge. That's a huge moment to walk into a village powerhouse with the lights on and not hear the diesels running.
The turbines had to be tailored for a climate where temperatures hover around 0 8 months out of the year. Boonstra says they also generate twice as much energy as villagers would need at any given time.
The idea for having more potential capacity on the wind side than the load is so that we can find ways of harnessing and storage of the wind when it does happen, in order to hold it for when we need it.
Boonstra says the excess energy is stored in batteries and even in stoves in people's homes to draw upon when the wind is not blowing.
And they take the excess wind energy that would normally just be burned off as heat, or we'd turn a turbine off. They take that energy and store it in heat bricks in these people's homes.
Is that new and unusual or common?
It is. It is a new thought, and it is unusual. It's the first of a kind up here.
Boonstra says broadband internet technology came to the region about 2 years ago and made several other innovations possible, including meters that give managers precise data and the ability to set automation to operate by the microsecond or for managers to take over manually.
We have remote access to the powerhouse from here in town to diagnose problems, as well as we can switch wind turbines on and off, diesel power, and that as well wouldn't necessarily be possible without this fast internet connection.
Smart meters also track usage, allowing homeowners to increase efficiencies and managers to identify areas that need troubleshooting. Rodney Phillip of Kangiginuk says the system has dramatically cut heating costs there.
An average home in our village burns up to 500 gallons a year in heating fuel. But if we use that energy efficient home, 55 gallons a year, that's about almost 90% fuel displacement.
Most of the project funding came from the Alaska Energy Authority's Renewable Energy Fund. With additional support from federal, private, and nonprofit sources, the TAB runs about $3.3 million per village.
Frankly, I think that that's a success story.
Anna Sattler is community liaison for the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative.
I think that that technology is going to get less expensive, and it'll be available, you know, throughout Alaska if it works, and they're the ones that are testing it. We're grateful to them.
The jobless rate for the four villages is 48%, and almost a third of residents live below the poverty level. Not so long ago, electricity and heating fuel took up half of many household incomes. Work installing the turbine diesel systems in all four villages is expected to be complete in 2016. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.